When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106 of the Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 the Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, November 15th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined in studio by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yes, hello, happy Friday, everybody.
What's up, Cakesy?
What's up, man?
Of course, Jason is off until December 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Bickle on the road in New York. I believe we have him on the line.
Hey, are you there?
There he is.
Oh, you sound deeper. You got a deeper voice there.
Maybe it's just early.
It's called lack of sleep.
I think early in the morning.
Be hitting everybody today.
Kicks and have you on Zoom. For some reason, there you are. On my Zoom, I only had Cakes on here for some reason. Now I see you, so we'll figure it out, but we have you there. Obviously, it is a Misery Friday brought to you by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers@mios.com. Be talking about it throughout the show. John Kimes is going to join us at 7 from ESPN.com. We've got Feinstein at 8 and Scott Abraham at 9. 7-4, you lose to the Eagles 26-18. It wasn't even that close. Outgained in the game 434-264. You take away the last drive, the disparity is even more. Mm-hmm. My biggest takeaway, the Eagles are just a better team.
Well, also Saquon Barkley is just a superstar. And, you know, we knew that coming in, and he showed that with two touchdowns in a span of 20 seconds and nearly 200 yards of offense. Like he was the best player on the field, and it wasn't even close.
Yeah, he was great, and he well, what I sensed was that they just wore us down. You know, I mean, I thought Saquon was the best player on the field, but I thought they did an okay job with him for 2.5 quarters or so.
I think for three quarters they did an excellent job. It really was the two runs, the two touchdown runs is the bulk of his yardage. Now that counts, but I think you're right, EB, and we're gonna spend all show talking about this from different angles, but my guess on the fourth down going for it instead of kicking the field goal, my sense is Quinn realized that the defense was wearing down, the Eagles were starting to have their way with the defensive line, and that forced his hand to some extent, because generally you kick the field goal and you take the lead.
Well, he's also aggressive by nature. Like, we've seen him go for a lot of fourth downs. He's been emboldened by the fact that they've been good at converting those fourth downs. And, throughout the game, it was the defense. Like, it was just like you could tell the dam was about to burst.
Right.
But they were doing whatever they could to, like, hold it back. But if the offense couldn't do their part, like, they were 1-for-10 on third downs, like, late into the game. And I know they finished 3-for-12, but that was kind of artificial. The 3-to-12 was artificial because of the last drive. They just couldn't. They couldn't keep their defense off the field, and eventually, they wilted. They did their best.
I think he was looking for a spark. He was looking for a jolt. I think we all kind of sensed that they were coming, and we were holding them off as long as we could.
Yeah.
I don't typically like that call, and I still don't love it, but I understand it. The game was more than that. The thing that confounds me a little bit is just, you know, the offensive struggles. Obviously, Jaden had a tough game, second tough game in a row, arguably worse than last week. And, you know, just not targeting the receivers. But I, you know, our view, especially when you're watching on a computer while you're driving, is not great of the field. So I didn't, you know, is this the Cliff second half swoon that always happens that everybody talks about? Is this just,
I don't know if it's that.
I don't know what it is because he was not targeting receivers. You know, it was the quick passing. Was it just our offensive line just getting dominated, which I did think we got fairly mauled.
They did get pushed around a bit, the offensive line. Coleman, I think, had a rough day. And I also think even though the team and Quinn and Daniels don't really admit it, Daniels isn't 100%. He just doesn't look 100% healthy. And I think that's part of the reason he's not pushing the ball downfield. He's not rushing as much.
It's the first time that I've felt that, and I know they've all denied it, but if you deny it, then why are you wrapping his ribs after every time he gets off the
he's
field?
He's wearing like an extra layer of protection. Like there's clearly something still
Something's going on
with his rib.
Here's what I noticed also, though, but I think I'm sure it's all a factor. But because that offensive line was getting overwhelmed, and maybe he's also a little confident, I don't know, he's not stepping into his throws. Mm-hmm. He was like, his footwork was off. His like fundamentals were off.
I mean, he threw a dirt baller to Noah Brown. I've never seen him do that before. Like the ball just dropped.
But if you
look in front of his feet,
it was windy though, and it might have been a factor. And look, this is speculation. A lot of people were saying he hasn't played many games in the cold, if any. Back to Arizona State and then in college. I don't know. I think there's a lot of speculation about Jaden Daniels and whether he's healthy or not. We weren't hearing that 3 weeks ago. You're hearing it more now.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to my biggest takeaway, what I would say is the Eagles are in a different weight class than Washington, and that was proven.
I think
Washington's a good team.
There's nothing wrong with saying that.
If you look at the Eagles' previous five games, and Cakes was diminishing it.
I was.
Of the opponents, they had outgained their previous five opponents and their wins by nearly 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
So they weren't just winning. They were demolishing teams, and particularly when you compared the yardage. And that's what happened yesterday. I mean, what is the disparity if you take away the last drive, which we know was kind of a meaningless pad the stats drive? It ended up 434 to 264, so almost a 200-yard difference. They had 7 points that they left on the board because of their field goal kicker. I mean, two missed field goals and a missed extra point.
Yeah, he had a rough night.
So the disturbing trend for Washington is this. Against these better opponents, and they could have beaten Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, you've had 11 punts in two games, and you've had 8 three and outs. This was a team that for a stretch was barely punting the ball at all offensively, that wasn't having three and outs, that had this historic offense. Well, against two really good defenses, two good teams, in the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles, the offense has become pedestrian.
Well, that's what happens when your quarterback is reduced and isn't healthy. And
well,
isn't
I think also
they're not running the offense at peak efficiency. And you've seen that pretty starkly, at least in last night's game. I thought it was better during the Pittsburgh game during stretches. But when
that was probably the worst.
When your trigger man isn't healthy and can't run the full offense and they're not utilizing one of his most important skill sets is running, the offense is going to look different.
He tried to run. He had 7 runs.
Yeah.
18 yards.
But you know what? You don't
against
run,
the
you
better
don't
defenses.
As, you don't run as good when you're not 100%.
Okay.
And part of it is the better teams, too.
Why weren't you saying this 3 weeks ago? I don't think when he, and even beyond that, when he threw the Hail Mary, people weren't saying, oh, he's clearly limited. People were saying, look, he can still make that 65-yard throw.
Right.
I'm not saying he's not hurt. I'm just saying I think the opponents is the bigger factor
here. Well,
that
certainly factors in. I mean, there's no those.
Yeah, I
no
think
doubt.
I think there's film on them. I think there's film on the team. I think there's film on the scheme. I think they're taking away things. Because I kind of agree with JP. Like, I didn't think there was anything wrong with him last week when he was throwing some missiles. I was trying to make a point of saying that. And I know, I mean, I got so many texts. Jaden's not right. Jaden's playing hurt. Jaden's playing hurt. I mean, they're still wrapping him, so part of me believes he probably is playing hurt, but I don't really want to give him that out. I just to be brutally honest, I just think he's just off. I don't know what it is.
And it's not only him. I think it's the entire team is banged up with a late bye week in week 14.
For sure.
Like the offensive line is not 100% healthy. That
it's definitely a factor.
I mean,
huge factor.
He was under duress last night during large stretches of that game.
We're not used to him being, like you say, Cakes, we're not used to him being like, I was ready for him to take off on a couple of those runs, and he was getting caught from behind. And so I don't know if it's just they're just adding extra guys that are keeping an eye on him, and they just have angles, and just one of the, but something's not right. I don't know what it is.
I think it's a combination of things. Yeah. And the narrative about Cliff Kingsbury and his offenses in the second half, that's going to be alive until proven otherwise. I watched the post game on Amazon, and Whitworth.
Are you insane?
Whitworth
you,
said.
That you like sleep?
He hates sleep.
So I watched the post game, and Whitworth said, he's like, I don't want to bring it up, but here are the numbers, Cliff Kingsbury in the second half. It's a thing. And maybe Pittsburgh. And I'm not saying every team can do this, because they're going to face some weak opponents coming up, and hopefully the offense can get right. But Pittsburgh may have shown something on film to limit Jaden and the offense. And it's not just Jaden. Look, if you go back to the Pittsburgh game, this is all this week. I mean, it was just on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then they play on Thursday, and that can be a factor too, the quick turnaround. They only ran for 60 yards against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. All right, so they didn't have any success running the football. Now, Brian Robinson wasn't there. Total of 60 yards on 22 carries. Well, what was it last night? It wasn't that much better. I mean, Brian Robinson didn't even average 4 yards a carry. All right, Jaden runs for a total of 18 yards on 7 runs. And you had a few runs there by Eckler and McNichols, but they totaled 22 for 93. So in both games, they didn't get to 100 yards rushing, which also affects the quarterback.
Sure. And then you allow Philly to rush for over 220 yards last night, almost 6 yards per carry. I mean, Gainwell comes in and gives you 4 carries for 43 yards. Barkley was spectacular, averaged 5.6. I mean, you're just not going to win those games. But if you told me that like A.J. Brown is going to be held to the yardage total he was, and that Devontae Smith wouldn't do much, I'd be like, okay, the Commanders have a good chance of winning that game. They just couldn't contain Barkley on those late runs, and obviously missed, you know, not going for the 3 points and getting stuffed on 4th and 2, play of the game right there.
I will say that I don't want to get too crazy. Listen, it was an ugly game. My son and I, we kept commenting, man, this game's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these punts and everything. And Philly by far deserved the win. I mean, it's not even close. But we were with them for 3 quarters in an ugly game before they pulled away. It did feel a little inevitable. There was an inevitability to it. You could kind of see it coming. I don't know, man. I'm just torn on it. The offense hasn't been the same the last couple weeks. It's in yesterday, I think, by far our worst.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see them turn it around. I do think that the offensive line, either they're banged up or they're just sort of getting figured out.
Playing better teams.
I know Philly
statistically was one of the best defenses in the league. Same thing with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is fluky.
Sure. I'm not saying
a team that had a game where they didn't punt, and many games when, you know, Tress Way was barely on the field, has had 11 punts in their last 2 games.
Yeah.
They've had
I'm not saying it's fluky.
Think
JP.
About this, EB. 8 3-and-outs. This offense wasn't having any 3-and-outs. Like, the biggest thing, you brought up these historic numbers last week about the drive percentage of times they were getting to the red zone, so moving the ball, and the points they were scoring per drive. It was historic. Mm-hmm. Well, to have 8 3-and-outs in the last 2 games and to have 11 punts in 2 games, something's been figured out. But I do think most of it is you played 2 of the best defenses in the league.
I think that's true, but I'm not even I mean, the way they played yesterday, I'm not even sure they'd beat, you know, Tennessee that well. Like, I don't even know. Like, they didn't play top-notch football. I mean, but they were getting first down sort of at will against us. It's a great gut check for the team.
Yeah, it is, and this is adversity. You're going to have adversity at times, especially with a rookie quarterback, and now we'll see how he rebounds from it, how he responds to it. And even if things are going poorly, you have to find a way to get Terry McLaurin involved in the game plan. Like him just having one catch for 10 yards and being just invisible throughout
the game. Also, he's on the sideline, I mean, like for some third down plays.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. I really don't understand.
The offense looked a lot like it did in week one with all of the dump-offs and sideways passing. Yeah. I mean, until the last drive, they had two completions to wide receivers.
I don't even count that last drive. That last drive is complete garbage.
Well, even with the last drive, Jaden ended up with 22 completions. Mm-hmm. Only four were to wide receivers. So everything was to Eckler or Ertz.
I don't know if that was the game plan or if that's just what they forced him to do. That's again, when you're watching this like we are and you just see the line of scrimmage, you don't see what's going on downfield. It's impossible to know. But if that was the game plan, nobody likes it.
I doubt it's the game plan, EB. I mean, they did show some clips of the rookie, and Drab mentioned him yesterday, matched up against Terry McLaurin, and Terry, in those clips that they showed, now they were highlighting Mitchell. Mm-hmm. In those clips, Terry wasn't open.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the case on every route.
I doubt it. I'm sure he played fine. I'm sure the rookie was fine.
Maybe Terry was a prisoner on Quinyanimo Bay. That was the whole story going in yesterday. Draft brought it up.
Maybe it was. I don't know. I'm just going to say this. Cliff might be back on double secret probation.
Oh, really? You got the target on him?
He's going to have to change the narrative. He's going to have to change that second half narrative. Now, it helps who they play the next few weeks. And it's not a sky is falling moment. They're still 7-4. They've got some poopies coming up who they should be able to beat.
The Cowboys are a nice tonic for what's been ailing them of late.
Yeah, but they're a division rival.
But to me, the game said this, and I had been saying, well, Detroit is leaps and bounds better than everybody in the NFC, and Washington's in a bucket with everybody else. Well, now I would put Philly up there with Detroit, and now Washington's in the also-rans wildcard teams.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's probably where they should be.
Yeah, I mean, with this loss now, any sort of pipe dreams of winning the NFC East, those go bye-bye. Now you just try to get that wild card and hope for the best from there. Not winning the division.
All right, let's tackle Jaden Daniels specifically next. And if you want to chime in, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. You can also text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on social media on X, at Junks Radio, on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. Cakes is throwing it out there, and a lot of people tweeted, well, Jaden's just not healthy. Is that the reason why his play has dipped, or is there something else going on with the Commanders' offense? What is your speculation? Is Jaden hurt? Is that holding him back? Or is the league figuring him and the Commanders' offense, led by Cliff Kingsbury, the offense coordinator, is the league figuring them out? 800-636-1067. Your call is next here on the Junkies.